And I talk about resistance and creating value. I said, do you notice you can tell when you're on to something creatively when you get extreme resistance trying to stop you from doing something. If you're doing something called free and there's no resistance, that's too good to be true. There's no resistance. They're looking at you as a buffoon, you're a fool, you're a clown. You're no threat to what you call the corporate system. So, but I say that the corporate system is needed. In this Buddhism, we don't deal with blame. We don't say, down with the Columbia Records and Sony, down with the oil companies, down with their resistance to like doing the barter system again and all that. For the creative process, in all human beings, a taxi cab driver has a creative process that is dormant. It'll wake up. The doorman, everything. For the funding, we know that the corporate system wants a profit. But as individuals in the corporate system, we say like a plane, that's resistance. A plane needs resistance to take off. So I say, think of the principle that this resistance aids in the lift of a plane to take off. The corporate interaction with so-called business and creativity. Creativity needs this business as the principle of lifting. The corporate people think they want money for power, and the people they don't want to live, do I want to do things the way we want to do? We want government involvement, they can think that they can have think that and believe that and live that, but the real function is for them to be what we call a friend. There's another word, a word from Sanskrit, a friend to the development of the whole inconspicuous nature of man and womankind, of humanity, that their function is functioning unbeknownst. It gets really weird when you get an army to enforce what you want. But still, the function is still there. This is going beyond right and wrong and everything like that. There's a use for, you need an army to stop some stuff from killing your children. Like you're going to protect your cave. I'm going to really, I'm talking about like contracts and all that trickery, and the corporate world gets the upper hand with their lawyers on contracts, so they will get right off everything off the top, and some from the bottom, some from the sides, and a little from the middle. We'll give you 10% here.